Good afternoon, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome and thank you for joining the Recordati First Quarter 2014 Results Conference Call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Marianne Tačke, Head of Investor Relations of Recordati. Please go ahead, madam.
Yes, good morning, good afternoon to everybody, and thank you for attending the Recordati conference call. Fritz Quindo, our CFO, will be presenting and commenting upon our first quarter 2014 results. For a better understanding of this presentation, please access a set of slides available on our website at www.recordati.com under the Investors section and Presentations tab. At the end of the presentation, we will answer any questions you may have. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Marianne. Good afternoon or good morning to everyone. Slide number two, we are pleased to announce our results for the first quarter 2014, which show sales growth and significant margin improvement. Consolidated revenue is 260.4 million, up by 6.5%. I would like to comment on our revenue evolution. These sales include those generated by the two companies acquired last year, the Spanish company Cazen Fleet and Tunisian company Opalia Pharma, acquired in October 2013 for an amount of 9.9 million for the Cazen Fleet and 4.3 for the Opalia Pharma. These are adding sales which are added to the organic development. On the other hand, during 2014, in this first quarter, some currencies were significantly devaluated, mainly the Russian ruble and the Turkish lira, for an estimated effect of euro 10.5 million on sales. If we exclude the new acquisition and we exclude also this negative currency effect, sales growth would have been 4.9%. This is our sales projection. Regarding, as already stated, in the first quarter there is a significant margin improvement. EBITDA at 27.4% of sales, is 71.4 million, up by 16.4, then double-digit growth. Operating income at 23.9% of sales is 62.2 million, here an increase of 18.1%. Net income at 16.4% of sales is 42.8 million, an increase of 13.2% over the first quarter of 2013. Very important, impressive margin improvement. Let me also say that during the first quarter we obtained a new product with Aros for the treatment of erectile dysfunction under license from Apricus. Let's now move on our sales evolution. Slide number three, we have our main product sales, our corporate product sales. Zanidip, Lercanidipina Plain, sales decreased by 1.5%, and this is a result of generic competition, mainly in Italy, and also to a negative currency effect in Turkey, but we are keeping our sales of our Lercanidipina Plain. Regarding the combination, here we are talking about the sales of Zanipress, is the combination between Lercanidipine and Enalapril. Sales are up by 11.4%, mainly due to the good performance of the product in Italy and in the new launch, linked to the new launch in new markets. Murorec, Cilodosin, has been successfully launched in 25 countries with sales of 14.5 million in the first quarter of 2014, up 39.4%, mainly due to the performance of the product in Italy, in Spain, in France, and by the licensees in other countries. Let me say, we continue a strong performance and growth of this product. sales of Livazo, we are talking about pitavastatin in Spain, Portugal, Ukraine, and through a license agreement in Switzerland, are 6.4 million, up by 7.7%. Then our specialties indicated for the treatment of rare disease generated sales of 27.8 million in the first quarter, which are down by 2.7%, and this is entirely due to the termination of the Adagen license in the main country. Adagen was the most important product in our portfolio, and we had the termination for the main country at the beginning of this year. Excluding Adagen sales altogether, the other products in the portfolio grow by 12.2%. Then we can confirm that excluding Adagen, we are able to continue to have a double-digit growth in our orphan disease business. Slide number 4, we are talking about our product portfolio, and we continue to progressively diversify our product portfolio. Slide number 5, composition of revenue by geography. Let's start with the Italian market. Sales of pharmaceuticals in Italy are up by 4% over those of the same period of the preceding year, and this is due to the good performance of the main products and also of the OTC portfolio. Let me say that the termination of Entac, which is an important product for the Italian market, will happen at the end of May, at the end of the month of May. Then we will see in the second half of the year a different kind of performance in our Italian market, but in the first quarter, in a stable market, we have been able to have a growth in our sales in Italy. Pharmaceutical sales in France are down by 5.2%, mainly due to the sales decrease of the OTC line of product indicated for the treatment of ENT disorder, and this is mainly due to a seasonal factor. In this first quarter, the seasonal impact was not so important as we had in 2013. Regarding the portfolio, let me underline that Urorex, Ilodosin and Methadone are performing well. Revenue generated in Russia and the other CIS countries is down by 20.3% compared to the same period of preceding year. This is mainly due to the negative currency effect, which impacts for 3.2 million euros. I would like to say something and to comment in particular sales in Russia. Sales in this market in local currency are down by 10.9% compared to the same period of the preceding year, and this is due to the reorganization of the distribution channel. In fact, as from January of this year, the distribution of products in the Russian territory is no longer handled through direct sales to importers, but rather directly by our subsidiary. This has involved the setting up of a local inventories and the consequent reduction of stock held by the distributors. Regarding the portfolio, sales of Urorec and Terginal, two corporate products, are performing well. In Germany, sales are up by 7.8% thanks to the sales growth mainly of Ortoton, of Zanipress, and of all the orthopedic product lines. In Spain, sales include, as I said at the beginning, 9.9 million generated by the Spanish pharmaceutical company Cadenflit, acquired in the fourth quarter of last year. The company's main product is Calcitraflit, a preparation of colonoscopy, which is now part of our corporate product portfolio, and it's also marketed in other European countries. Regarding specifically our base in Spain, let me underline that Livazo and Urorec are performing very well. Sales in Turkey are down by 7.8% due to the negative currency effect, which has an effect of 6.2 million. In local currency, sales of our Turkey subsidiary grow by 18.4%, thanks mainly to the good performance of the corporate product Procter & Gamble, Eurorec and Zanny Press, and also to the main local product. Then, negative impact on our consolidated number due to the currency devaluation of the Turkish lira, but a very solid and good performance of our business in local currency. The group's pharmaceutical business in the USA is dedicated to the marketing of products for the treatment of rare diseases. Here, sales in the first quarter 2014 are 11.4 million and are up by 9.7%. And here we have a good performance from both the Carbaglu product, which is a product belonging to the Orphan Group, Orphan Euro portfolio, as well as with the Lumber portfolio that we have acquired end of 2012. And we are very pleased, and we continue to be very satisfied by the performance of our business in the USA. Now we have also present in North Africa, and sales in following the acquisition of Tunisia, and sales in North Africa in the first quarter are 10.2 million. And as I said, comprise both the export sales generated by the Bouchara Recordati in these territories, in particular in Algeria, which are previously shown under other international sales, and as well as sales generated by Opalia Pharma, the Tunisian pharmaceutical company acquired during the fourth quarter of 2013. But good performance and growing performance, even on an organic point of view, in this business. Sales of Portugal are up by 14.8%, and this is due to the good performance of corporate product Vivazo, Transatlas and Eurorec, as well as to the contribution of new products sold by the Portuguese subsidiaries of the newly acquired Spanish Cousin Fleet. In the Cousin Fleet group there was also a small business in Portugal, and the consolidation of this business allow us to have this good performance in our Portugal business. Let me finish with other international sales, which grow by 10.1% and comprise, as usual, sales to our licensees for our corporate products. Bouchara Recordati sales, export sales, excluding those in the CIS and in North Africa, which are reported separately, in Russia, in CIS and in North Africa, and the Orphan Europe export business, excluding the US. Here we base mainly to the good performance of our corporate product outside our existing territories, we have an increase in our sales by 10.1%. On slide number 6, here you can find the geographical breakdown of our pharmaceutical sales, and it's worth mentioning in this presentation our growing presence in Spain and in North Africa following our recent acquisitions. Slide number 7, first quarter 2014 result. We have already talked about the revenue for the period. Now I'll move on the P&L. Gross profit is 173.4 million with a margin of 66.6% on sales, an increase compared to that of the first quarter 2013, and this is due to a positive mix effect following the addition to the portfolio of the new products belonging to the new company acquired in 2013, and the discontinuation of Adagen, a relatively low margin product. Adagen was very important in terms of sales, but it was less significant in terms of margin. Regarding expenses, selling expenses as a percentage of sales, they are down compared to the same period of the preceding year due to the overall containment in all markets and synergies that we have obtained with the integration of the newly acquired company in Spain. R&D expenses are 20.8 million, up by 12.6%, due to the advancement of clinical trials for new products in development, G&A are up by 6.9% and are substantially stable as a percentage of sales. Thanks in particular to higher gross profit and to lower incidence of SG&A, mainly in particular for the selling expenses, EBIT in the first quarter has increased to 23.9% of sales. Net financial charges in the period are 4.1 million, here an increase of 2.8 million compared to last year, and due mainly to currency effect losses following the devaluation of intercompany transaction in rubles, and also to interest accrued on higher level of indebtedness, in particular related to the medium-long-term loan that we have raised mainly in the second half of 2013. The effective tax rate during the period is 26.4%, substantial unchanged compared to that of the same period of the preceding year, and net income at 16.4% of sales, as I said at the beginning, 42.8 million, an increase of 13.2% over the same period. Net income growth is lower than the growth in operating income due to higher incidence of financial expenses. Slide number 8, our financial position. We confirm our very solid financial position and continued generation of free cash flow. At the end of March, the net financial position show a net debt of 229.1 million. A reduction of 31.9 million compared to the end of last year. Let me underline that during the period, a residual amount of 2.7 million was paid for the acquisition of Spanish company Casaflip, and 1.8 million were paid as an upfront to Apricus for having the Vicaros license agreement. Let's now move on the final slide with the objectives for the full year 2014. In 2014, despite the two important license terminations and also despite a significant negative currency effect, our objective is to achieve sales of slightly below 1 billion euros. Regarding margin, we expect margin improvement to continue for the full year, and these are thanks mainly due to better margin of new business acquired relative to the low margin of terminated product. We therefore confirm that we expect EBIT for the full year to exceed 220 million and net income to exceed 150 million. Here I terminate my presentation. Thank you for your attention, and I am available for any questions you have.
Yes, can you open the question and answer period, please?
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. We kindly ask to use handsets when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Eleonor Fang of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, three questions, please, if I may. Firstly, on Russia, at your full year 13 conference call, you'd previously guided to expectations of more than 20% growth. I'm just curious to understand if you are, if you still believe you're on track to hit this target, and when do you think sales will normalize with the new arrangements that you have in Russia? Secondly, you've had a very strong improvement in gross margin this quarter. Could you please comment on whether you now expect this to be a fair reflection of the underlying margin going forward? And finally, just on pipeline, I note that the phase 3 trials for Graspa in ALL are expected to read out in third quarter. If the data are positive, just curious on how big an opportunity do you see this for Recordarity? Thank you.
Okay, regarding Russia, Eleonore, we had in our assumption for the full year 2014 one development of our business in Russia in the region of 20%. We have this completely different performance, let me say, in the first quarter, which is mainly driven by the valuation of the ruble, but is also due to this stock effect and reduction in the stock in the channel. Regarding the full year, we expect to have one growth for the full year, and based on the last best estimate that we are building with our colleague in Russia, we expect one increase which could be a bit below the 20%. We are thinking on local currency to have one increase between 10 to 20% for the full year 2015. And this is not Russia plus CIS, it's only Russia in currency, in local currency. The second question was related to the gross margin. We have one increase in the gross margin in the quarter, which is, let me say, in line with our expectation. There was already, we expected this increase in the gross profit margin based on the termination, as I said, of the Adagen, and we expect also to have the termination of Entac, which are two important products from a sales point of view, less important from a margin point of view. And then we confirm that we expect a full year one gross margin which is comparable, in line with what we have achieved in the first half. We are talking about one gross margin of 66.6, could be in this region, and then we confirm one increase in our gross profit. Regarding Graspa, we are talking about a product in our pipeline. We would like to wait the final result for the clinical development before giving you a magnitude of how could be important this product in terms of potential sales, because we prefer to have the clear picture on the full result of the clinical trial to understand the clinical profile, to better understand, let me say, the clinical profile, and to give some magnitude of what we expect to be Graspa in this indication for Recordati, mainly for the Recordati rare disease business.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
The next question is from Riccardo Lowy of Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, and thanks for taking my questions. The first one is a follow-up on margins, so whether also the improvement in the SG&A would be sustainable throughout the year. And the second question is on FX, so Russia and Turkey, the main components, but can you also provide some sensitivity for your EBIT or bottom line to further devaluation, I don't know, 10% devaluation for these two key currencies? And I also wanted to ask you on the pipeline. I mean, we've seen kind of mixed positive data in prostate cancer for the Nimox product. I know you don't have the rights, but Nimox said that they intend to progress the development further for this product and look for partners. So I'm wondering whether you would be interested in this additional indication too. Thank you.
Okay. First question regarding margin. Let me say that we are very pleased by the margin achieved in the first quarter, in particular for the 23.9% on sales in our EBIT margin. But let me say that for the time being, we think that this 23.9 margin achieved can be considered as a peak for the year. We don't expect this to be sustainable at this level. We can confirm that we expect and we confirm the margin improvement that we have already announced in our assumption for the full year. And we have in some way slightly increased our margin, because in our assumption for the full year now we expect to have sales which could be slightly below 1 billion, but we have confirm our EBIT in absolute value, and then we confirm that we expect to achieve an EBIT margin for the full year, which we expect to be between 22% and 23%, and we confirm that this could be sustainable. The driver for this development will be essentially the improvement in the gross profit. We expect to keep selling expenses between 29% and 30%. Regarding R&D expenses, we had now in the first quarter 8% as a percentage. We could increase progressively this cost to what was our assumption for the full year, which is 9%, based on new projects that we expect to develop during the year. And then what can I say? Okay, strong improvement in the margin, a peak, this 23.9, but 22-23% are absolutely sustainable going forward. Regarding exchange rate, then, we have a strong impact in our sales. This will be probably in the first quarter, the impact will be the most important, because we are comparing in particular the Turkish lira with a very different evaluation of the Turkish lira in the first half of 2013. And then we don't expect to have 10.5 plus multiplied by 4, but we expect one effect due to the, for the full year the exchange rate will remain what is today, in the region of 20-30 million euro in terms of sales. And this is mainly a translation effect, because we have local sales denominated both in Turkish lira and in Russian ruble. On the other hand, as I always stated, we have also cost denominated in these two currencies, which are not to the same extent as our revenue, for sure, because we have good margin in this market. But we have a natural hedging, and then the impact on our EBIT is absolutely less than what we have stated as impact in our sales line. Regarding the last question was linked to
the pipeline, prostate cancer.
We are partner of NYMOX for Europe for the BPH. We are absolutely in good relationship with them, and we are absolutely interested in having also the rights for the new indication in the prostate, and we are working together with NYMOX to try to have also this kind of development. In this pharmaceutical, I think relationship is very important. We are building a very strong and positive relationship with them, and then this will be part of a possible evolution of the NYMOX product in Europe. Having said that, we have not yet signed anything for having formally the rights for this new indication.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
The next question is from Jamie Clark of Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. Three questions, please. Firstly, I think you said something about the Italian market changing from May, and that your performance was very good in the first quarter, but it sounded like you expect that to decline going forward. Secondly, on your gross margin, it was higher than we've seen before. If you hadn't seen the Russian and Turkish lira devaluations, could we have expected that margin to be substantially higher? And thirdly, just on the Russian market itself, your sales are down because of changes to distributors. Are you seeing any decline in that market in the first quarter? Thank you.
Allora, il primo era l'Italian market. It's
okay.
Not a market.
It's not a, let's say, we are, when I have commented our first quarter result in the Italian market, we had this very positive performance, plus 4%. I wanted just to remind you during my presentation that this is not what we expect for the full year, because for the full year we expect to have a decrease in our presence in Italy, mainly driven by the termination of the ENCTAT agreement at the end of May. We are losing the license from Lundberg for selling Escitalopram in Italy. We are talking about one product, year value with sales on a year base of around 40 million, which is an important product. And this was just to remind you that please don't expect our Italian business to grow for the full year.
Okay.
It was something that I have already clearly stated during my presentation of the assumption for the full year. I wanted just to remind you this. Second point, gross margin. The currency effect has no significant impact in our gross margin because we have production denominated in Turkish lira, and then also from a margin point of view standpoint, we have a sort of compensation. We have reduction in the sales, but on the other hand, we have also reduction in the cost, and then we have no significant impact in our gross margin. The same in Russia, in which we have the Aquion portfolio, which is acquired and produced locally. Then, the improvement is mainly driven by other factors, not the currency effect, improvement of the gross margin, and as I say, is mainly driven by a portfolio effect, a mix between the new acquired product and the termination of the new product. And the last question was...
If there is a decline in Russia, excluding our stocking.
Okay, then, in Russia, the market is mainly driven by price increase in terms of unit in the first 2 months, which was my last information regarding the business. There is a minor decrease in unit. And as also in 2013, the driver for the growth is mainly linked to price. And we had, we have been doing over the last 2-3 years one performance which was better than the market. And even if we could expect some sort of stability in the market, I confirm that we had our expectation based on the last best estimate is to have in local currency one growth which could be between 10-20%. Also here the major driver will be a price increase because we are in a fully private pay business, and based on the devaluation, depreciation of the ruble and increase of product imported, we have room for all our portfolio to have 5-10% price increase. And we expect to be able to achieve this development in Russia, mainly driven by price development in this market.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
The next question is a follow-up from Eleanor Fang of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, one follow-up question, please, if I may. I was wondering if you'd be able to disclose what your sales for Adagen and Cosmogen were, if any, for first quarter 14. Thank you.
Okay, then for Adagen, in 2013, our sales were 24 million euros. For Cosmogen, it's a different story. For Cosmogen, we expected generic competition to enter. For the time being, we have not yet seen generic competition, generic version in the business. Here we are talking about one product with sales in the region of 8-10 million.
Thanks. And could you provide the Adagen first quarter sales number, if any, please?
Adagen first quarter.
We have, what can I say? I have not here with me the Adagen sales, which are, minor stake, but what is
minor,
important?
It's
what
minor,
is
because
is
we
a minor,
can keep a few countries.
2 or 3 million
less
than this. But what is important, I would like to confirm what I have said during my presentation. If we exclude the Adagen sales, both 2014 and 2013, altogether the other products of the portfolio, US portfolio and European portfolio, sales grow by 12.2%, and then the underlying portfolio is growing in line with the past. We have been growing since the acquisition of Orphan Business by more than 10%, and also in 2014, excluding this termination, we continue with the good performance of Carbaglu, with the good performance of the Lundbeck portfolio, to grow by 12.2%, double-digit growth in our orphan business.
Thank you.
Okay.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. For any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. Mr. Squindo, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye to everyone.